Simon Marks joins us live, our US correspondent. Long time no speak, Simon. Is this going to be a massively controversial move within the United States, let alone the Middle East?
I think it's going to be a controversial move in the United States, Ian, but even more controversial outside the country. And over the last few hours, this story has advanced, because when we all arrived at work this morning, it seemed very unclear whether President Trump was indeed going to make this decision, was going to make it public and say that he plans to go ahead and move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, as that 1995 law requires. Just to put the background on this, in 1995, the Congress said that the embassy needs to be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and that if it wasn't done by the end of the 20th century, then the State Department's budget for building embassies and maintaining embassies all over the world would be cut by 50%. Now, the get-out clause in all of that for successive US presidents has been to sign a waiver every 6 months that says, we still intend eventually to move the embassy, we're just not going to do it yet. And that has protected those State Department funds. As you said, Donald Trump ran for office vowing to stop signing the waiver and to start moving the embassy. He has not yet taken that move, but it is apparent now that he plans to do it in the next few hours. He's telephoned Mahmoud Abbas, the head of the Palestinian Authority. He's telephoned King Abdullah of Jordan and told both of them that that is his plan. They have both reacted very negatively within the course of the last couple of hours or so. There was a negative reaction to the news from President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey. He described Jerusalem as a red line for Muslims. And I see that one Israeli Arab member of the Knesset is responding to this news by calling Donald Trump a pyromaniac who could set the entire region on fire with his madness. And Donald Trump has also been hearing from perhaps some slightly calmer heads, including the French President Emmanuel Macron, who has told the White House that he doesn't believe the right time to take this move is now. This is going to be a move that doesn't just impact America's external relations, though. It's going to have an impact right in the heart of the West Wing of the White House, because remember that Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is the man who is in charge of trying to breathe new life into Middle East peace efforts. And most observers here believe that this move by President Trump, if it's confirmed in the next few hours or tomorrow, as we suspect, that is only going to make Jared Kushner's task even more complex and even more difficult, and certainly over the short term may doom any progress that he thinks he can make, given that everybody will be eager to see exactly what kind of reaction, what kind of protests take place across the region, and the extent of that reaction. So a big decision that President Trump, we think, has taken. Let's see if he follows through and actually announces it in the next few hours.
Now, another big Trump-related decision today. The special counsel Robert Mueller has ordered the Deutsche Bank to provide records of accounts held by Donald Trump. How significant is that?
Very significant. Deutsche Bank has now confirmed that it has provided information relating to Donald Trump's personal and business accounts with the institution. Donald Trump owes Deutsche Bank $300 million in loans that the institution laid on so that Donald Trump could expand his property empire. There has been a separate investigation into whether Deutsche Bank in any way has been used to launder money from Russia. The bank says that it's going to continue cooperating fully with what it describes as authorized investigations. In other words, Robert Mueller's investigation. He's the special prosecutor spearheading the probe into ties between President Trump's team and the Russians, specifically relating to last year's election. But now his investigation seems to be moving more broadly than that. And this is a big deal because President Trump had previously drawn a red line. He said that if Robert Mueller started digging into his own business and financial affairs, that would be a violation of the role that the special prosecutor is supposed to be playing. here. So the question now is, now we've got confirmation that Deutsche Bank has passed information on to Robert Mueller, what is Donald Trump going to do about it? Will this be the straw that breaks the camel's back and leads Donald Trump to try and shut down Robert Mueller's investigation? Big moments ahead in that story as well.
And he does have the power to do that, doesn't he? He can fire the special prosecutor, because didn't Richard Nixon do that?
He's got the power to fire the special prosecutor, but he has been warned by everybody here, including many prominent Republicans up on Capitol Hill, not to do it. Indeed, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said a few months ago that any move to derail Robert Mueller's investigation would, in his words, be the beginning of the end of the Trump presidency. So President Trump's got tough decisions to make, but knowing his temperament, I think we can all conclude that he is likely to be extremely uncomfortable, perhaps even enraged over this news that Robert Mueller has made these requests of Deutsche Bank and Deutsche Bank has acceded to them.
Simon, thank you. That's Simon Marks, our US correspondent.